Welcome to Faded Tales, a podcast that brings light fading stories of the world's endangered species. I'm your host, Zoya, and today is our very first episode. Woo! Today, we're diving into the world of one specific creature. You've seen them around campus, I'm pretty sure. Tiny, they're always fluttering about, and this is the world of the bumblebees. Tiny creatures that often inspire fear in people. Let's be honest, who hasn't flinched or swatted in the air when they see a bee close to them? I know I have. I have an instinctual fear where a bumblebee went in my mouth. So yeah, I think I have an excuse. But while many of us may have instinctual fear, like me, they aren't far from dangerous, especially compared to their vital role in their ecosystem. And by the way, even though if you're afraid of their stinger, fun fact, they don't have a serrated edge like their cousins. So why are these little buzzers so important to our environment? And what's driving them towards extinction? In today's episode, we'll explore the surprising truth behind the fear, the fascination, and the endangered status of bumblebees. Get comfortable, and get your coffee or tea, snuggle up, and let's uncover the story behind one of the world's most essential and misunderstood pollinators. Now, let's get started by getting to know these misunderstood heroes. Bumblebees, often mistaken for their honeybee cousins, have a reputation for being dangerous because of their stingers. But here's the truth. They are much more interested in flowers than people, and bumblebees are genuinely non-aggressive unless provoked. Unlike the wasps, bumblebees won't chase you around. Fun fact, their honeybee is actually a cousin. Yes, they are cousins with bumblebees. They're part of the same scientific family. Apidea, I believe. Apidea, yeah, I think. Don't quote me on that. Yeah, and wasps are even part of that family as well. One of the most incredible things about bumblebees is their role as pollinators. Without them, many plants we rely on for food wouldn't produce as much. Tomatoes, for example, need bumblebees because they're one of the very few insects that can perform buzz pollination. And if you think that's not real, it is a real thing. I did not make it up. This is a unique ability that allows them to shake pollen from flowers, a task that honeybees and other insects cannot easily do. So how does it work, if you're wondering? Bumblebees use their strong flight muscles to create vibrations, kind of like mini earthquakes on the flower anthers, which is a specific part of the flower, I would say. It's kind of like, I would say, shaking a salt shaker. But instead of salt coming out, it's pollen. This process is essential for plants like tomatoes, blueberries, and cranberries, which rely on the special technique of pollination because if you see other pollinators, they cannot easily get the pollen from the flower. By shaking it, doing buzz pollination, bumblebees are really essential. It's not essential, not just essential for our food system, it's also essential for our ecosystem, sustaining them by pollinating wildflowers, which in turn supports countless of other species in the wild. Unfortunately, these fuzzy creatures that are facing a decline. In the next segment, we'll dig into why that is. Why are bumblebees disappearing? The answer isn't simple. It's a combination of threats, habitat loss, pesticide use, and climate change are some of the biggest factors pushing them towards extinction. Let's break it down into these three groups. Here we go. You guys might be annoyed by this, but we hear it every day. It's construction. First, it's habitat loss. As cities expand and agriculture intensifies, natural landscapes that bumblebees rely on are being destroyed. Flower-rich meadows, forests, and hedgerows are disappearing at a fast rate, leaving bumblebees with fewer places to forage and nest. Pesticides. One of the most harmful classes of pesticides for bees is called neonicotinoids. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Don't quote me on that. Neonicotinoids. These chemicals are used widely in agriculture and have been shown to severely impact bumblebees' health. They make it hard for them to find food and return to the nest because they interfere with the bees' navigation. Even smaller doses can weaken their immune systems, making them more susceptible to diseases and parasites. And next up is a segment we all know and love, we all know too much about. It's climate change. As temperatures rise and weather patterns shift, bumblebee habitats are shrinking. Warmer temperatures are forcing bumblebees to move to higher elevations or more northern regions where their favorite or preferred flowers may not even grow. Environment, weather, Extreme weather events like droughts and floods also destroy habitats and food sources. All these factors together form the perfect storm. And the scariest part about all this, many of these changes are happening at a faster rate than the bumblebees can adapt to. But it's not all doom and gloom. It's not. I'm pretty sure it's not. Around the world, researchers and conservationists are working hard to understand why bumblebees are in decline and how to save them. Take a look at some of the promising research that have been found. One exciting study comes from the researchers in the UK, who have identified climate refugia. These are areas where bumblebees can still thrive despite climate change. By prioritizing the protection of these regions, we can help ensure bumblebees have a safe place to live and forage. In North America, our conservationists are focusing on protecting the rusty-patched bumblebee, which was the first bumblebee species to be listed as endangered in the United States. Restoration efforts include planting native wildflowers, reducing pesticide use in areas where these bees live. In agriculture, farmers are starting to adapt more sustainable practices, such as planting cover crops and reducing pesticide use. These techniques not only help protect bees, but also promote healthier soil and reduce the environmental impact of farming. And let's not forget the role of us ordinary people. More and more of us are planting bee-friendly gardens, supporting organic farms, and joining science projects to track bumblebee populations. So what can us students can do to help? What can you do to help? One of the easiest things for you to do is, and the most impactful, is to plant flowers that attract bumblebees. Native wildflowers like lavender, sunflower, and clover are excellent choices. Because lavender is one of my favorites and so is sunflower, might want to do a little bit more research on that, because you could plant whatever you want. So you can also reduce or eliminate pesticide use in your own garden if you have one, obviously. Opt for natural alternatives to pest control, such as introducing beneficial insects like ladybugs or using organic sprays. And I believe an option for you is neem oil. I don't know, I might need to do a little bit more research next time. Another simple way to help is by supporting local farms that practice sustainable agriculture. Buy organic if you can, because I know it's expensive. If you can, and choose foods grown by farmers who prioritize the health of the environment. And finally, the one thing you can do easily is spread the word. Share what you've learned about bumblebees with friends and family. The more people who understand how crucial bumblebees are, the more momentum we can build for protecting them. Oh my god, guys, we're at the end. I can't believe it. So quickly at the end. Well, before we wrap up, I thought I'd leave you with a couple of fun facts about bumblebees. Did you know that bumblebees can fly in colder weather than most other bees? This is thanks to their unique ability they have that generate body heat through a process called shivering thermogenesis. That is essentially them shaking up their muscles to warm up, which allows them to keep flying even on cool, cloudy days. Another fun fact is bumblebees can remember human faces. That's cool. Studies have shown that bees can recognize patterns and shapes, meaning they could remember you if you frequently spend time in your garden. Kind of makes you want to say hello next time if you want to see one, right? If you're afraid, it's okay, I get you. Well, that's all I have for today, guys. This is been the first episode of Faded Tales. I hope you've learned something new about bumblebees and feel inspired to take action and protect them. Together, we can keep these little creatures from fading into history. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to check in next time. Also, share around with others. Share with your classmates. Share with your teachers. Share. We will be back next time with another endangered species story. Stay tuned. And until next time, I'm Zoya, and this has been Faded Tales. Let's keep these stories alive.